And this is Tate Servians coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. A former teacher at Michigan Lutheran Seminary has admitted to a series of sexual crimes involving a student, bringing a swift turn in a case that had been heading towards trial. 31-year-old Carl Boder entered guilty pleas to 9 charges in court on Thursday, avoiding a pretrial hearing that could have been scheduled just hours earlier. The charges span a range of offenses, including criminal sexual conduct with a student, possession and distribution of abusive material, and using digital communication to facilitate crimes. Prosecutors say the victim was 17 years old at the time of the incidents, which took place over a summer. Boder resigned from the school in August and was later arrested in December. His bond remains set at $1 million and now faces a mandatory minimum prison sentence of 5 years, with the most serious charge carrying a potential penalty of up to 15 years behind bars. His attorney says the decision to plead guilty was made to spare the victim and her family from further trauma, bringing a case that shook a school community one step closer to sentencing. And a longtime family doctor in mid-Michigan is headed to federal prison after admitting to distributing thousands of illegal images involving child exploitation, bringing a disturbing case to a close in federal court. Prosecutors say 62-year-old Robert Gopinski, who practiced family medicine in Coppock and treated both children and adults, was sentenced to 15 years behind bars. The case began unfolding in March of 2025, when a tip came from Google that alerted the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children to suspicious activity in online chat. Investigators say what they uncovered was deeply troubling. Conversations allegedly involving the abuse of young girls, along with sharing of explicit material. A search of Golpinski's home the following month turned up a staggering collection. More than 2,500 images and over 150 videos depicting child sexual abuse. Authorities say Glapinski admitted to possessing and distributing the material. Federal officials emphasized the gravity of the crime, noting the added betrayal of trust given Glapinski's role as a physician, someone entrusted with the care and well-being of families and children. The case serves as a stark reminder of the ongoing efforts by law enforcement to track and prosecute online exploitation and the severe consequences that follow. And we will be right back with some more news after this message from Bayport State Bank.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community, our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we are back with a statewide news story. A newly detected COVID-19 variant nicknamed Cicada has made its way into Michigan. Health experts say there's no reason to sound alarmed, though. The strain known as BA.3.2 is part of the Omicron family and has now been identified in more than 24 states nationwide. What's catching scientists' attention isn't increased severity, but rather its ability to evolve. Researchers say the variant carries an unusually high number of mutations, raising concerns about what's called immune escape, meaning it may be better at slipping past protections from prior infections or vaccines. But doctors stress that doesn't mean it's more dangerous. So far, there's no evidence linking cicada to higher rates of hospitalization or death. In fact, overall COVID activity across Michigan remains low. COVID only accounting for just a small fraction of emergency room visits earlier this month. The variant was first identified overseas and is now being tracked globally, often through wastewater surveillance, an early warning system that can detect the virus before outbreaks appear in hospitals. Health officials say the biggest unknown right now is how this variant will behave over time. Meanwhile, vaccination rates in Michigan have dipped, with fewer than 1 in 10 residents receiving the latest updated shot. Medical experts emphasize that vaccines still offer strong protection, especially against severe illness. Globally, the variant is currently classified as under monitoring, not a variant of concern. Bottom line, that this is a reminder that COVID-19 hasn't disappeared, it's still changing, but for now, experts say awareness, not panic, is the right response. And we will be right back after this brief PSA.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.